So I told you all about the African Film Festival that was taking place last week. This week, there's something else on the card. The European Film Festival is coming to Joburg, Pretoria and Cape Town, and it's being described as a 10-day feast of award-winning films, and they're from all over the world, really. But the one that's caught our attention has to do with, it's a docudrama, first of all, and it has to do with a whistleblower's secrets and the consequences of their coming to light. And the director is a very familiar name to South African audiences, Gavin Hood, and a sterling cast, really. Keira Knightley, Matt Smith, Matthew Good, Ralph Fiennes, some really familiar names here. And joining us on the line to actually explain what it's all about is the director, Gavin Hood, who joins us via Skype now. Gavin, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Give us a sense of what Official Secrets is all about.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. It's really great to be on. And I know I'm sitting here with my coffee early in the morning, so I'm trying to wake up. But thank you so much for getting me on. Official Secrets is the true story of a young GCHQ, which is the British Intelligence Agency, equivalent to the American NSA spying agency. It's a story of a young spy who worked at this agency called Catherine Gunn. And Keira Knightley plays Catherine Gunn. And in just before the Iraq invasion in 2003, Catherine received from the American NSA an email that really shocked her, that suggested what we should just say without giving the movie away, some dirty tricks to spy on the UN Security Council and try and see if they could gather dirt to influence a vote for war on the UN Security Council. And Catherine leaked this email, and this film is the story of that leak, the journalists who covered it, wonderful journalists like Martin Bright, played by Matt Smith, and others, and really unearths that period of time leading into the invasion, which we now know we were all lied to about weapons of mass destruction, Iraq apparently having weapons of mass destruction that in fact they didn't have, and so on. So for me, it was an interesting way into that war through a very personal story of one person standing up to corruption, if you like, and taking the risk of going to prison in order to speak truth to power.
Gavin, it really is such an impressive cast. I've had a look at the trailer, and your execution of it and interpretation of it is really very impressive. How has the film been received internationally?
Well, it's still playing in the UK, where it's obviously causing quite a storm because everyone there knows who these folks are. You know, the Prime Minister Tony Blair is featured in the movie. George Bush is in the movie. I don't use actors for those roles. I use footage of the real folks speaking Colin Powell's speech to the UN just before that war. But so that's where it's having its biggest impact. It's also been well received here in the States, but obviously, you know, America didn't know the details of that story in the same way that the Brits did. And it's starting to go wide now in Europe. And of course, in South Africa, it opens in December and starts off, if I may give a shameless plug to the film festival that you mentioned, where it will screen on the 29th of November, I think, in Pretoria and Cape Town, and on the 1st of December in Johannesburg, but at eurofilmfest.co.za. So that's my shameless plug, because they've been so great to bring us out there. But it's a really, I think what drew me to it is not actually all these huge political events, which of course are fascinating, but I think at its heart, it's the story of one person faced with an email in the inbox, which any of us could receive from our place of work,
yes,
that just smelt rotten. And so the question that drew me to it was, what would you do, Joanne? What would I do? What would any of us in South Africa or anywhere else in the world do if at our place of work we uncovered something that said our organization was rotten or corrupt or full of dirty tricks? And we all know this happens everywhere. It happens in South Africa. It happens in America. It happens all over, from, you know, Enron scandals to Cambridge Analytica to, dare I say, Eskom. You know, there's always, we have to be on the lookout for people who are up to no good. And the problem is, if we discover something like that, do we have the courage to speak up? And that's not actually something that's easy to answer, as you'll see in the film. I mean, we risk losing our jobs, most of us, in some way, and jobs matter. You know, we need to put our kids through school. We got to put food on the table. And in Catherine's case, of course, she risked losing not only her job, but her freedom. So whatever people think of her politics, and some feel differently, in different ways, you cannot deny that having the courage to speak up in those circumstances is very brave and admirable. And that's really what drew me to me.
Well, what a moral dilemma. And Gavin Hood, I look forward to seeing how you've executed this, because importantly, it doesn't only play at the European Film Festival. It will shortly after that make it into local cinemas. And I'd be interested, once you see it, to get your feedback on exactly what you think about it. Gavin Hood, South African-born director of that docudrama. It is called Official Secret.